Welcome to the Status Update, our weekly look at the world of Eurovision.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and in recognition of the greatest show on earth, forget the Olympics, here is our special preview of the concert which takes place in Azerbaijan this week. Now, Eurovision is known for its wacky acts, so let's start with one which the bookies reckon could well win. Russia's entry is by the Buranova Grannies, six grandmothers who beat 24 acts to represent their country in this year's competition. It's a song which starts off folky and turns to dance. The Grannies made their name covering songs like Hotel California and Yesterday. No doubt you've downloaded them in the past. They say they will use any cash raised to build a church in Buranova. Grandmothers do not need glory and wealth, one told a reporter. Bless her. Whatever's standing in my way, we'll make it through the day, because we are the winners, we are the heroes. This is one of my favourites, and at 150-1, this is surely worth a punt. It's from Belarus and performed by boy band Light Sound. They nearly didn't make it to Eurovision, finishing second in their national selection competition. But the Belarusian president, no less, conducted an investigation into an alleged fraud in the televote, which turned out to be true. As a result of the investigation, the original winner was disqualified, meaning qualification for Light Sound. Inspired by Belarusia, David Cameron has asked that the Leveson Inquiry looks at how the UK got Engelbert Humperdinck. Another country involved in scandal was San Marino, which broke competition rules when their song Facebook UOO was deemed too commercial. So Facebook UOO became the social network song OOOOO. The song does invite you for a little cyber sex, but I don't think I'll bother. It's been a long 41-year search for a winner from Malta, and I think this year's entry by Kurt Kalyeha might be the one to make it. It's catchy, dancey, and I love it. Mind you, bookies make it 200-1 to win, so what do I know?
If you love someone, follow your heart.
And of course, there's our own Engelbert. Chances of winning for the 75-year-old? Fat, I would say. Lovely singing, but the song's not catchy and he sings first in the order. I can't see him being remembered 25 songs later. Mind you, his nickname of The Hump may get some older ladies voting for him. I am close to the waterline. The songs to watch out for are Austria's entry, which includes the line, "Your booty has feelings, your booty is a part of you, don't just leave it on the chair." Then there's Iceland's powerful duet Never Forget, which has a good chance of winning, and Ireland's most famous twins are, unfortunately, back, Jedward.
Analphabetic. Try not to be hermetic.
And finally, there's Montenegro, back in the competition after Armenia refused to perform in Azerbaijan. Their song, Euro Neuro, is about the monetary crisis in Europe. Who said Eurovision was all about froth? Not me. Who's your favourite for Eurovision? Have you seen our Eurovision infographic? And did you know I'm responsible for Azerbaijan's 2011 Eurovision win? Go to statussocial.com for all the questions and the answers. Probably. Don't be dogmatic, bureaucratic, you need to become pragmatic.